We're live.
No fucking we're not. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of season seven. That's right. We've been doing this for 7 years now. Can you believe? I can't believe.
Can you believe?
Time is fake.
Time is fake. That is correct.
Time is fake. Like birds, right, Robin?
The birds are not real. Birds are dinosaurs that have been sent here to control our minds, and we should not trust them.
But if this is your first time joining us, I am Maria at Magic with Maria everywhere on the interwebs. And I'm joined by our supreme goddess, Death Witch, Robin. At a tired witch.
Oh, wow, that was a real round of applause for me. Thanks, girl.
You're so welcome.
Thanks, baby girl.
So, speaking of you being a death witch, you're taking a couple of classes.
I am. Month. Oh my gosh, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for that smooth and sexy transition. Oh,
you're
thank
so you. Welcome. My brain's working today, so.
I love that. So I've got a class for Patreon that's coming up. I will be teaching this month. That is going to be on January 31st. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is a class on magical oils. As those of you who are veterans of our existence on the interwebs, that was like how Tired Witch started, other than blogging, obviously. But as a business, I did tarot readings and I sold oils. And because I don't sell oils anymore, I'm going to teach a class on how to make your own. And I'm really excited about it because I have a lot of like mathematical, I don't know, opinions and stuff. Yeah. Who said hot girls can't do math? So that's really exciting. And that is for everybody who is in the library tier and up, or you can buy the class as a one-off for $10. That will be available as soon as it goes live. And then additionally, I'm teaching a two-hour class on death magic through my own website. So if you want a ticket to that, that is going to be the last day of February and is going to be 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tickets are available on my website, shop.tiredwitch.com, or you can go to the links in my bio. And I'm pretty sure, actually, if you go to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, there's links to all of both of our shiz, too. So
literally, Robin and I both do readings, too. So if you like what we have to say about tarot, I mean, come get a reading from us.
Get a reading from us. So, yeah, I'm going to be teaching a lot of shit in the next just over a month. So come listen to me yap about topics that I care a lot. Come listen to me vomit for 3 hours. And listen to me about topics that I've spent a very good deal of my adult life, I think, perfecting, but I don't know. Come listen.
Yeah.
I think I'm perfect at it, but I also think that I have a fat ass and perfect hair. So
perfect and beautiful and so smart, big-brained. Oh, I mean, full package.
Are you trying to
full
kiss package. Me? Is this how we're starting our first episode of the season? Are
Wait we till make we out? Get to the storing portion.
Okay. I'll tell you something else that's screwing, baby.
Oh, no.
Gross.
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 So it is a new season, guys. So we really would like some more voicemails from you for our, like, the episodes that we do in between weeks of our main episodes, which are coffee talks. And through our voicemail service, you can leave your ghost stories, funny stories, or any kind of funny witchy story you think the community would love to hear. And there is a 3-minute like little window to record your voicemail. If you go over that, that's completely okay. Just call back this number and we will piece it together. But that number is 351-207-0799.
I've almost memorized our phone number now.
Wow, that's great.
I know, like, it's only taken 3 years.
I can't relate, bestie.
If you just joined us, every single episode, we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize them in your magical practice. And that being said, this season, we are moving towards just general astrological phases. We agreed that last season, we've done 6 years of lunar phases. So if you just want to focus on, you know, full moon in this sign, new moon in that sign, I encourage you to go back. They are all in our previous episodes. And instead, we are going to talk about some different stuff. So that being said, the transits that are coming up between this episode and the next are on the 23rd and the 26th. So there's a couple of things we need to talk about before we get into what they are. And that is going to be Ingress. And I can pronounce this word, Kazemi. Did I say it right? Who knows? I've never heard anyone else say it. I've just read it on paper. And so what these mean is Ingress and Kazemi are both two types of like transit timings. Ingress marks a planet moving into a new sign, and Kazemi marks the planet being in conjunction with the sun. And so the two that we have got coming up are on January 23rd, Mars is moving into Aquarius. And on January 26th, Neptune is moving into Aries. Both of these are ingress. So on January 23rd, with Mars moving into Aquarius, this is going to be a good time to focus on magic, where we are doing energy shifts for your overall future, which does work out really well for being January. Maybe you're not somebody who focuses on New Year's resolutions, but instead goal setting. Mm-hmm. So this, in my opinion, would be a good time on January 23rd to do magic that kind of solidifies your goal setting. So you've had the time now, a couple of weeks. What are your actual long-term goals for the year? What seeds are we planting in spring, both literally and metaphorically? And this would be a good time to kind of put that magic into action for those goals. Where January 26th, where Neptune is moving into Aries, we are going to be looking towards the fire of Aries, putting a little spark under our ass for manifestation specifically. So this time would be a good time to be like, you know what? I really want to get that promotion. I really want to get the balls to go ask that person out on a date. This is the time to do magic for that, where you're kind of taking your ideas and putting a candle under it. And then the last thing I want to talk about, because it is still lunar phases, generally speaking, is that we're going to talk about not a new moon and not a full moon, but instead the waxing moon. We are currently in, we're currently in, and it's still working towards the waxing moon in Taurus. When this comes out, the moon will be in Taurus for waxing. And waxing moons in general are all about growth. So again, kind of pairing that up with that manifestation energy that we see with the Neptune moving into Aries. Specifically, I'm looking at the date of the calendar, which is the 25th of January, which the waxing moon will be at a true 50%. It is not required for you to be at 50% for it to be considered waxing. It's any time where it goes from the black moon or the dark moon, new moon, all the way to the full moon. That's it growing. Where we're doing this kind of energy, where we are putting our energy towards growth and manifestation. Taurus specifically points to things that make us feel safe, make us feel stable, make us feel level-headed. So if we are setting those resolutions, we're setting those long-term goals, all of this together is a good time to put a fire under your ass.
Yeah.
That was a lot of talking.
Did it
feel informative to you?
Did.
Because this is the direction we're moving towards for the year.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think especially the Mars and Aquarius transit, like, really makes sense for what's going on right now.
100%.
Since Aquarius is known for like protesting. and like things mm-hmm. like that. And I don't know. I'm really interested to see how that plays
especially
out.
Especially with Mars mm-hmm. moving
it's
into Aquarius.
It's going to be very aggressive.
Like, aggressive, very big on energy shifts. And I feel like those energy shifts are kind of needed. Mm-hmm. And so obviously we are talking about things on a personal spell work level that is perhaps a little bit more mm-hmm. quotes. Mm-hmm. Nobody can see me doing this. I'm doing quote fingers. Personal and level headed. But why can't you use this mm-hmm. timeline to 100% do protection magic, volume magic, glamour magic for protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that. And also with the waxing Taurus, that's like, that is such a great time to redo your money bowl or add to your money bowl, I feel, since Taurus is love, you know.
Oh yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, so just adding a little coinage to your money bowl.
A little cash money to your money bowl.
Lighting a little candle, being like, I would like this much money, please, to help get me by.
Money, please. Actually, that 50% timeline also falls on the Monday.
No, perfect.
And Mondays are the perfect time for your money bowl. So look at you incidentally doing a very good lineup.
I know.
Yeah. Hell yeah, girl.
So every season we talk about tarot, and we've talked about it in so many different forms. Like mm-hmm. these past 7 mm-hmm. years. But we're kind of like repeating.
These bitches really do be yapping.
Yeah, it's true.
Not yakking. Yapping.
Okay, yes, definitely yakking. But previous seasons, we have gone over like whole sections in tarot, like broke down like what the minor arcana is, the major arcana, the aces, the kings, the queens, and all of that. And then one season we went over the themes we see in tarot, like love, friendship, and things along those lines. But last year we started doing like a shuffle and draw. So kind of going back to our first, second season roots where we're just talking about a single card and what it means, but with a little spin about like connecting it to us in the present, kind of like a group reading. It won't resonate for you all of the time, but
that's okay.
Like sometimes things are just not meant for us. It's just meant for, as Robin said, the collective. Sometimes we're just not part of the collective, and that's okay. But anyways, today I am using Pagan Otherworlds. I feel like it's really perfect deck for this time. I don't know.
Let
I always
see.
Get like
Let
winter
me see.
Vibes.
Let me see. It's supposed- oh, yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Let's see what they have to say. Oh, already. Ugh, I feel like this is very on the nose with everything that is happening. We got the Five of Wands. So for me, this shows a lot of chaos and a lot of feeling directionless when it comes to life paths and feeling like, okay, I want to do this to grow, but mm-hmm. you know, you're also being pulled in another direction, either by, you know, your own interests or by others. Others being like, no, you can't do that. Let's do this instead. And so it's just like this whole pile of chaos of like things that need to get done and things that you want to do. And it's just very hard to break down and kind of like figure out what to do first, or even like, as I said, what direction to head into. And I always say, like, mm-hmm. when this card pops up in readings, to kind of like take a step back from the situation. Like, what are your actual priorities are? Take everyone out of it. Anyone who is like telling you otherwise, like being like, you should do this instead, even though you don't feel like passionate or feel like it has no it doesn't resonate with your life path, and just kind of like put that off to the side and concentrate on what actually resonates and what actually needs to get done. That way, so when you head into the fray, you have a clearer picture of what needs to be tackled and what needs to get done, so it gets done sooner and you get on the road to, you know, your life path sooner as well. Mm-hmm. How about for you?
Five of Wands, I think, is very specifically such an important card right now, like not to start the season with being super political. But the Five of Wands very much is also a reminder of why we're doing all of this. Why, when you're out there protesting, why, when you're out there donating and speaking up for people, why are we putting the energy into this stuff? The Five of Wands is very much a conflict card, but it's a conflict card of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, what is the reason that we feel this battle is worth having, is the question that I see that come mm-hmm. up. And for me, it is, especially for a collective, such a huge reminder that you're not out there arguing just to argue, because then it becomes a moment of ego and of self. Instead, mm-hmm. it's about remembering to do it for our community, remembering the people that we're standing up for, the rights that we're standing up for, all it is kind of taking yourself out of it and remembering that, one, we have a community that we're doing this for, but also we have a community of people that are with us having this fight as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Like on the Five of Wands, as I said, it is a card of chaos, and it can also kind of show like freezing. Like there's a ton of stuff happening right now. A lot of people with, you know, very strong opinions and very nasty opinions. Everyone's like, you know, fighting each other, and a lot of bad things are being said all the time. And it mm-hmm. can cause anyone to be like, I don't know what to do. And it's kind of like mm-hmm. that freeze, and you're just watching it on your phone. You're doom scrolling and you can't look away from it. And this card is kind of like, maybe it's time to join in the fight and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 So, as we are starting the new year in the middle of winter, winter is a time of rest, death, coldness, sorrow, dirge, all of we are going to talk a little bit about the season of rest today mm-hmm. and what that looks like to us and why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, Maria, why is the season of rest magically so important to you?
It is so important because people don't understand that if we take the time to actually relax and to touch grass and to ground, the more energy mm-hmm. we will have later to do things.
How dare you tell me to touch grass?
Go touch grass.
I'll fucking kill you, bitch.
Do you have grass right now? Is it snowing?
Don't you worry about your own damn self, okay? You don't worry about me and what I'm doing, all right?
But it's just so important to take that time and to... It's kind of like goes back to the Hermit card where, you know, everything feels kind of plateau-y and... It's like, what do I want to do next? And if you're pushing on what's next too soon, you're going to, you know, end up having a tower-like moment. You're going to end up like things being just a complete mess. So having this time to actually like take some time to reflect and to find what, you know, going back to the Five of Wands, finding what path actually matters to you. Maybe, you know, it will make... I don't know. You'll have deeper roots for the situation, way more stability so you can get to where you actually need to be. But I do think it's important that not everyone gets a chance to rest during winter. Obviously, we live in a very consumeristic
capitalism
world.
Controls us all.
Amazing. Yeah. Late stage capitalism. So cool.
Sick as fuck.
Being so burned out is so in right now. But no.
Yeah.
I love that little TikTok noise.
I don't know what you're talking about. Frank is in hell right now. I'm twisting and turning, being like, this fucking bitch. Put your phone on silent. Sorry.
But no, but not everybody gets a chance of rest because they have to work. They have to have like really long shifts. And I think even if you don't get a chance to rest, just acknowledging the frustration that comes up with not resting is very important, and knowing that your feelings are valid. And still, even like taking 5 minutes for yourself to do nothing or just to go sit outside for like a little bit, trying to reclaim as much of that winter energy as possible is important. But this extends to everything, like our spirituality, which we will get to in a second, and, you know, even our goals and stuff. So how about you? What's your opinion?
For me, rest is important because activity needs to be met with an equal amount of rest for the activity that we are doing to have meaning. If you are constantly in a state of go, 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 you never are allowing your nervous system to reset. And considering the fact that all magic stems from energy, whether that is internal energy, you're manipulating energy around you, et cetera, et cetera. Your portion of that, whether that is you choosing to manipulate energy around you or utilizing the own energy that you have within you, you have to have a reset function on that to be able to effectively do any of it. it's like a gas tank, right? You don't get infinite gas. You have to fucking fill it up sometimes. And if you aren't taking time to make the choice to rest, whether that is for 5 minutes or 5 days, if you are not taking that time, you are never going to be able to have an effective and useful magical practice. And like I said, it can be 5 minutes. It could be 5 minutes of you laying down with the intentful eyes closed, meditative music playing, and you just making a conscious effort to relax. But if you don't do this, I believe that there is no benefit to anything that you're going to do magically at all.
Yeah.
It's so important. It's so foundationally important. You know, we've talked about it on Patreon or on Discord a little bit, which is part of the Patreon. So technically I wasn't wrong if you think about it. In the Spellwork channel, about how you shouldn't be doing too many spells back to back to back to back because of the fact that you have to reset your energy. You have to have the time to heal. You have to have the time to fill up your battery, regas your car. I don't know. I have an electric vehicle. Yeah. Regas your car. That's not a fucking phrase.
Regas your car. I love that.
That's not a phrase.
I'm going to go. I'm using that from now on. It's going to become a phrase.
Fill up your tank? Hello?
No, I think that really does go back
Ladies,
to the hermit
do you ever
thing.
Regas your car?
You know.
Fuck. My husband is going to listen to this and be like, oh, she has whatever RFK Jr.'s brainworm was. Ay, ay, ay.
But no, that definitely goes back to like the hermit card. Like, I feel like if you're constantly doing spells, it's just going to get messy in a point where you're like,
it's not also
just doing
that
spells
it's gonna get messy,
spells.
Is that they aren't gonna work.
Exactly. Well, you're going in too many directions and you kind of like need to rein it in a little bit and be like, okay, what are we actually doing? What are we actually whopping?
What is the purpose of any of this?
Yeah. And I don't think many people, you know, witchcraft is innately political, as we've said, like on this podcast many times. And rest
1,000,000 times. And as a kind reminder for those of you who have found our podcast for the first time, trans rights are human rights. No human being is illegal. Think about what a Democrat is. Now take 100 million steps to the left, and that's where Maria and I are. Okay. I think healthcare should be for everyone. I think our tax dollars should go to things that actually fucking matter, not bombing children in Palestine. Okay? We are so extreme to the left that we would scare your fucking racist aunt at Thanksgiving. Okay? Mm-hmm. She wouldn't just be rolling her eyes. She'd be waiting for our hands to be thrown at her.
Anyway, go ahead.
That was a good reminder. I love that.
Thank you. Our radical left views would drop kick and curb stomp you into next fucking year, dog. Anyway, continue, Maria. Babe, what were you saying?
Rest is resistance.
Because, oh my God, the juxtaposition of those two phrases was crazy.
It is literally like rebellion against grind culture, and capitalism does not like seasons. It does not like us actually resting and taking time for ourselves. It hates it because that means we're not buying. That means that we're not, you know, always out in our cars, as Robin says, guzzling gas. Sure. Gassing up our cars, like, no, rest is really resilience. And when we give ourselves time to reset our nervous systems, the more energy we have to fight back against the powers that are bad right now and overwhelming right now. And that's also to say, like, you know, taking a break. Stay informed, like absolutely stay informed, but you can do more if you're staying informed like part of your day and then spending the rest kind of like taking some deep breaths and figuring out what to do next. There has to be some sort of balance, and but even then, like, if you're angry, like, let us sit for a little bit and think about it and, you know, formally a spell to move forward with. But you're still using rest as a way to kind of like narrow your thoughts, using it as like a focus in a spell. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it 100% does. It 100% does. I think we're in a social climate where it's a lose-lose situation. Because on one hand, being able to not be informed is a really big privilege. So being able to step back and say, I need a break, that is a privilege. But simultaneously, there's also a need to have the balance with the good fight, to be able to keep your energy, to keep everything at a constant. So that way, when you are choosing to be informed, when you are choosing, you know, to say, okay, I'm good enough to check this now, that you can actually put action into it as opposed to getting totally overwhelmed and stalling out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is such thing as being too informed to the point that you shut down, and that who is that helping as well? So we need to find the balance. And you also, like I said early on, you have to remember the fact that with the Five of Wands, like I was talking about, it's not about you. Necessarily, it might be. You might be somebody who's affected by all the things that are going on in the world right now. But in a lot of cases, I've seen our analytics, folks. I know the majority of you are not being affected by this right now directly. So if you are one of those people who is not being directly affected about it, and you're using your privilege to speak up, you're using your privilege to use magic to help your communities, etc. You know, do make sure that you are taking the time to recharge your battery as well, because otherwise you are just making it all about you and it becomes a performance as opposed to actually being helpful.
Yeah. And speaking of, you talked about how the numbing aspect of being like overwhelmed and stuff like that. I think us as a society, like as a whole, like even witches who should know better, that we forget how important silence is, like, just so we can hear our own thoughts and kind of like dissect things, because that's scary, because that, like, it's kind of like shadow work where you're actually having to face something that you're not, you know, that's kind of unpleasant, even though it's sometimes is a good thing, you know, like maybe it's something that you like, you're concentrating on something that you really want to do, but you keep like putting it out of your mind. But you know, sometimes we do face like really horrible stuff, and giving ourselves time to actually think about it and dissect it is a lot. And but the more that we dissect it as witches, the more we step into our power, and actually gives us like, as I said, it gives us more power to move forward with stuff that actually matters and is not all cosmetic witchcraft, you know, like superficial witchcraft. But it's still like hard work that you have to do and have to face. And rest and silence is very good tools in order to get there. But yeah, hopefully that made a little bit of sense.
Yeah, I mean, if it didn't, oh well.
But now, like, since it is winter, how is rest and all that reflected in your practice right now?
For me, I am actually not doing really very much spell work. I did a big group spell thing for the start of the year through Tired Witch. But other than that, I'm actually refraining from doing very much spell work at all. And instead, I'm focusing my energy on giving gratitude and focusing on my offerings and keeping my altar in general well-fed, well-nourished, and putting my energy less into magic and more into maintaining the magic that I've already put out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's significantly less than, I don't know, than I normally would. But for me, it's much more about being cozy. It's much more about focusing on gratitude and keeping things slow. What about mm-hmm. you?
So definitely, like, and during winter, I always lean into home and hearth stuff. But now that is after the holidays, it's a lot slower and more intentional and more about keeping the space clear, so it's not, doesn't add to the chaos that's outside. I think it's so important for me during winter. I'm not, well, cleaning definitely does suck most of the time. I feel like I get more stressed if I rush through it, and I'm way more intentional about like cleaning and cooking and just making sure I'm taking deep breaths and we're not like, this is not work. This is just something that we're intentionally doing to keep like the house nice, to keep the house spirits happy. And during, especially this year, I've been doing a lot more journaling this year. It's my version of crafting, to stay off of my phone and off of like doom scrolling too much. And mm-hmm. so I've been doing a lot of like word witchery, which I feel like goes back to what I said about using silence to your benefit to reflect. So mm-hmm. you're actually able to narrow down like the things that you can do, whether it's in real life or, well, you know, spell work is real life, but in my spiritual practice. So I'm like narrowing it down. So I actually have stuff to focus on. So it's not all noise in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, like I'm a big fan of like doing candle magic and like making the house warm during this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like, is something I am doing a lot of because mm-hmm. we have a fireplace as part of our heating system for our home.
It's
I
cozy.
Am putting stuff into the fire,
mm-hmm.
like physically putting things into the fire as like what I'm going to call hashtag lazy witchcraft. But also as a means to.
That's not lazy. That's practical. And we love practical magic. The movie and the work. But anyways, no, like I completely agree. And I think like making sure part of my witchcraft is making sure the people in my family are taken care of. And I don't know what it is about me, like, lighting a candle. My intention is always to bring, like, warmth to the home, making sure that we're all comfortable and cozy mm-hmm. and enjoying time together. And it's kind of like working with candles is obviously around this time is, like, a reminder that the days are getting longer. Yes, it's very dark mm-hmm. outside, you know. But spring is eventually coming. And, you know, once again, the roots that we grow now will only help us when spring actually comes. So if we have rested, we will feel stronger when everyone is actually more go, go, go and not resentfully like go, go, going.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
So we would love to pose the question to you all.
Yes.
To leave a comment if you're listening on Spotify.
Or even on Instagram.
Or on Instagram. How are you guys?
slowing down for the winter, because what a useful thing for all of us to learn from each other, right? Yep.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
First of all, it's been so long since I've heard your voice needing me like that.
Did it stir something?
When I tell you that it is stirring, macaroni and cheese, bitch. Macaroni and cheese. Which, you know, does lead me to not my what's stirring. This is not what's stirring. Very gross. I forgot what I wrote down for stirring. Everyone, I redact it. Pretend like I didn't say that.
We all heard.
Nobody heard it. It does not lead to what's stirring my cauldron, because what's stirring my cauldron is I've been spending more time with my grandma. She is at her twilight, probably a year.
Yeah.
We are at a point where she is circling the proverbial drain. And so I've been spending a lot more time with her, and it's been really nice. Obviously, of course, it's not great that she's at a point that we probably don't have much more time with Stella. But I love that I am getting to spend my slowing down winter just sitting with her for a few hours every week. I've been going there once a week and just knitting. I'm making her a sweater right now, which I hope I can get done while she's still with us. But then again, as we have a family joke, she's a cockroach. She's going to outlive us all. So, la cucaracha. So, yeah, I'm working on that. And it's just been really nice getting to sit with her, you know, and kind of consciously being aware of the fact that our time is starting to run out, and getting to make the conscious decision that I recognize that this is something that's happening. I am grieving as someone who's still alive, and I'm choosing to put my energy into her and just spending time with her. And I don't know, it's really nice, even though things have been, or things are obviously as a big grand thing, not very great. Because obviously death is not fun, but it has been really nice just putting my energy into her and spending a little extra time with her.
Yeah. And you'll look back and be so thankful that you like did all this.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. So yeah, it's been really sweet and nice.
I'm glad that you're able to have this time with her, and you guys don't live too far away, so you can enjoy this time with her.
Me too. Honestly, me too. So Maria, what's not stir your cauldron.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay. I'm so annoyed that this is basically 2025.2. And like, I feel like January was like, you haven't seen nothing yet. And then it's just like completely has ramped up like all the news and stuff. And it's just so much. It is so much. It feels so heavy. And I'm so angry. Like, I am so mad all of the time about everything that's going on. And I'm mad that, you know, I cannot comprehend how people are seeing what's going on and being like, this is fine, actually. This is really good stuff that's happening. And it's made me realize that people are just evil. Like, there's no talking.
Yeah.
There's no talking them into being better people. They're just evil.
Evil. Some things are just broken, babe, and it's them.
Yeah, and it's very... Life is already so stressful, and I care way too much about other people in order to not be angry all the time for the sake of other people and what they're going through, because it's bullshit. And yeah, it's just, you know, I know that this year is going to be more of the same. Unfortunately, I know people are like, oh, well, you know, maybe if it happens, you know, it'll get better. It won't. But it just makes me mad, because I know this is also affecting, as I said, it's affecting so many people, and people just want to live their lives. They wanted to start, you know, 2026 in
hope and like enjoying, you know, creating something through the year. And I don't know, like, it's so messed up just because of billionaires' interests and stuff like that completely overrules us. And it's, oh, but I could go on and on about this. It's bullshit. If you're angry, you're valid. Just making sure that you are taking
you're
care of
valid,
yourself.
Bestie.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves and use that anger for something good. And don't try to convince anyone even anymore about not being an evil person. You're not going to be able to convince them. Like, it's best to just go help out community that actually appreciates you right now.
If you just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anyone from a small business, a social media account, books, other podcasts, anything that we are fucking with right now. As a reminder, these are not ads. This is just shit we found. That being said, if you got somebody that you would like us to shout out, we do a listener submission. So send us a message on Instagram, shoot us an email, but let's get the people you are fucking with out on the world wide web. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
Okay. Their name is spelled a very weird on Instagram, so it'll be in the caption, but it is, I think, Lola or Lolly. No, it's supposed to be Lolly underscore on Insta. And their stuff is just so cute. I think Robin would really love it. It's all like black and white illustrations and like little... it's really hard to explain.
Can I tell you a secret?
Huh?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, tell me a secret.
Not only do I love it, but I've been following them for a minute.
But their stuff is so cute. I'm trying to think of how to describe it, but it's like little cartoony, like moons and black and white illustrations.
Black and white illustrations. Yeah. That are kind of inspired by like woodcut art, but like done in a way that
that's cute.
Yeah, it's unique to them and kind of cutesy.
Yeah, and I don't know, just the way that they draw the moon, I'm like, I want that everywhere. I want to get stickers. I want to put them on my, like, journals and stuff because they are stunning. People are so talented. It's sickening. But you should definitely check them out, especially if you love a good cutesy black and white moment happening on illustrations. So, yeah, go check them out. How about you?
I also cannot pronounce this name, but I'm so pretty that I'm going to try again. This will be in the caption, folks. The account is Bailongo MX. They do these bags. So specifically what I save them for was they do bags that are inspired by like tote bags that are inspired by vintage creature features. They have one that is the creature of the Black Lagoon with like little arms hanging off
it's
of it and stuff.
So
and
cute.
The way I need it in my life is crazy. I never even use bags that big, but I must have it.
They need to do book bags so kids can have them because that would be so cute.
Oh my God, that would be so fucking cute. Yeah, I am completely obsessed. I'm completely obsessed. I would love to have one. I do think that they already sold out.
They'd be pricey too.
Yes, they do. But I want it. I'm doing, so part of my 2026 goals was doing a no new buy / unless it's handmade. Mm-hmm. So like when I say handmade, I have to hand make it. So I can buy new fabric. I can buy new yarn. I can buy those sort of things to make something. Mm-hmm. But I cannot buy new bags, new clothes, any of that. It has to be secondhand. Mm-hmm. And so I found this on January 2nd, and I wanted to throw up. So, yay!
Maybe you can crochet.
Bitch! You're out of your fucking mind. But I love that you have that much faith in me. Thank you.
I do, actually. I think you're very talented and you could do it.
Thanks, Mama. Our listener submission this week is from one of our lovely Discord members, Autumn.
she shared an Etsy shop called Nubes Rosa's Art that, again, will be in the caption. it's just another great little shop, and how exciting it is. Yeah.
It's very cute. They have like little pinup stickers, but obviously in today's art, and they're very cute, very stunning, and I would like
all very like I don't know, like, you know when things have like a texture to it, like it's paper, uh-huh. but it's not. I mean, it is like, it's a sticker. Obviously, there's paper to it, but what I mean is that it's got that like parchment papery look to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Their style is very, very cute. They do a bunch of pinups, they do a bunch of stickers and stuff, and all of it is very like witchcraft coded, even if it's like fantasy witchcraft. So very cute and fun. Yeah,
and like book talk stuff.
Witchy adjacent.
I also like the pinup of the K-pop Demon Hunters stuff.
Yes, yes. We hope that you will join us again on Friday, January 29th for our first Coffee Talk episode of the season, or February 5th for our second episode of season 7. Hi, I'm so pretty. Keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us January 31st at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for my class on magical oils. That is available for everyone, library tier and up, via our Patreon.
And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers a special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library about library of articles about witchcraft. I can talk. And a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. And we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. And if you don't want to have a conversation about witchcraft, we can do a reading for you each month. I mean, it's whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my feet out on camera for you for 30 minutes. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Everyone relax. And please, if you love our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We very much appreciate you.
And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from At Magic with Maria Everywhere.
Are you ready for our first one of the year?
Yeah, let's do it. One, two, three,
bye, witches.